Paul, your reflections looking back after Castleford?
Same as we were on the day. We're a team that's probably lacking in some confidence, but a team that's, when we complete our sets and execute our plays, then we look good. It's score the points we did, but it's, as we showed in our reviews on Monday, it was a case of, look, boys, look at what you do when you execute and you hold on to the ball and you build some energy within your game and you build your process into a game, what you're capable of doing. We're talking about just being this far away, trying to build confidence from what we're trying to do from within as well, and just execute what we practice, give ourselves a chance in regards to holding on to the ball, and then when we don't have the ball, we've got to defend with some vigour and make sure we make our one-on-one tackles. But it's, our issue at the minute is all of our departments are putting pressure on everything in regards to offensively, we're coming up with cheap ball, turning the ball over cheaply, early plays. I think we had a number there in regards to lost plays. I think it was nearly 60 plays that we gave away, which is 10 sets extra you have to defend. And that robs you of energy. And it's and that's why, come the meat and drink end of the games, that's where your energy's gone, because you haven't got that energy to be able to defend because you're giving so much ball away. And then off the back of that, early in the games, when your result's not great, you miss one-on-one tackles and you're letting soft tries. Hence 38-34 scorelines.
Encouraging that you are that close, or is it more frustrating that you can't quite turn those so closes into wins?
Both. It's frustrating. It's confusing. It's there's many things, and it's, I think the real simple thing for us is we need to have some good ball control, some good game management, and give ourselves a chance more than anything. One of the things that we can't be involved in is, one, what the opposition do, and two, what the officials do in the middle. They're external factors that we can't control. Our number one focus needs to be what we do, which is our ball control and our resolving day.
And looking at it, is it important now, it might sound a daft thing to say, but people don't try too hard individually to put it right?
Yeah, there's a bit of that, yeah. There's a bit of that. And I think we had some of that against Castleford as well. And it's, games like that, you see so many opportunities, you don't have to take them all. You have to show some patience in what you're doing. And that's the thing for us. We have to build our game from the start and be prepared to win the game at the end. And that's what we need to do. You need to just build, set by set, play by play, tackle by tackle, get yourself into a game, and then be patient. And every time we get the ball, do we have to score? Every time we get the ball, we need to build pressure. Next time we get the ball, build pressure. And I think in the Castleford game, every time we completed two back-to-back sets, we scored a try. It shows you how many times we did it, because we scored six tries, whatever it was. So we completed back-to-back sets six times. In a game that you need to do more of.
Yeah. You said after the game, your immediate aim is obviously to avoid the bottom four, getting the top eight. Is that done to try and take the pressure off the team? Because obviously in the media we're saying, oh, you're going to have to win every week to make the four. Is it just looking a little bit more short-term than that?
I think if you think back, and you was in that room at the time, and I never actually said that. Them words was asked, and my response was that would seem pretty clear that that's the case. So it was a case of me wanting to make sure that we just do our next job with the following week and win our next game, rather than worrying about end of, we can't worry about what happens in another 20 rounds. We can't worry about that. We've got to worry about today, then we've got to worry about tomorrow, then we've got to worry about the day after. We put all the building blocks in place to make sure we can get a performance.
Team-wise then, you've got to go to Hull this week. How are you looking squad-wise?
Yeah, brought Gene Hornsby in. Gene Hornsby in from Warrington. Thank Tony and the Warrington club for that. He'll add us some depth in our outside backs. We've got some good young players coming through, Jake Ward, Darnell McIntosh, Sam Wood. They're all good young players, but we need some experience in there as well, and some physical size as well, to be fair. He'll add that to us, which enables us then to shuffle our packs a little bit, shuffle our cards, shuffle the deck a little bit, and freshen some people up, and allows us to, if we would like to, Joe Wall to back row, Aaron Murphy to centre, gives us many things, and shuffle some things around and get some energy in different places.
Speaking of physicality, Hull, big physical team. Is that what you're expecting, a big forward battle on Friday?
Well, that is what it is. That's the game, isn't it? The team that's more dominant physically usually wins the game, and that's definitely what they're all about. It's got rather large human beings there, rather, isn't it?
Looking at it, I mean, confident. You speak about confidence of the team. Your confidence, has it been dented by what's happened?
Yeah, I was a little bit low after Good Friday. A little bit low after Good Friday, if I'm being honest, but it's one of them, is that it's, things like this are always new to us, and how you handle this adversity shows your personality. So what we have to make sure is that we keep fundamentally keep our systems good, fundamentally challenge ourselves to our basics, and completing sets and getting to the end of sets and kicking the ball is a basic fundamental. It's something that's as simple as that for us. We need to knock our sets out and give ourselves a chance.